My name's Trevor Harris, and coming up next on Mizzou Music is an excerpt of my recent conversation with Haas. This is Classical 90.5. Where do you prefer to compose, and what's the ideal setting?
I compose where I am, and the best place, of course, is at home, where I would compose everywhere. And based on today's technology of computer writing, it's also possible to write my scores at each place where I want to be. This is very fine. Important thing is that composition is something that happens within my head, within my fantasy, and therefore I'm free to do it wherever I find a free space.
And tell me, who were your early influences when you first became interested in composing music? Who were some composers that really inspired you to want to take up the mantle and write your own?
The really inspiring composers were the great, great old, like Beethoven, like Schubert, like Mozart, Haydn, Mendelssohn, and I got in a very close contact to this type of music since I was a child. I really loved this music. My background is classical music.
And in reading some background information about you, it talked about you as being a leading exponent of spectral music. Can you, for folks who aren't familiar with that, can you define that for us?
Spectral music means that you use analysis of sounds for creating your pitches. So let's say Bach. Music was based on the tonality. Schoenberg's music was based on the 12-tone abstract sequence of a 12-tone row. And spectral music is based on the analysis of real sounds, real music. But I am not a typical spectral music, and I am not even happy that I am announced to be a spectral composer. I use only very few chords which are spectral, but I use these in a very intense and excessive way.
Your relationship with your wife is a very important one for the compositional process. I'm curious how that plays out. Does your relationship with her enhance or influence your music?
My relationship to my wife is a huge. The fact is that she is supporting me and she makes me happy. And since she is with me, my life became better in every aspect. And one of these aspects, maybe for the world around me, the most important aspect is my composition. It's just my wife is an amazing person, a very intelligent person, a person with a huge kind of emotional intelligence, a politically very open-minded person, and I feel wonderfully supported by her. Yeah, and this gives me the space to write my music. And I have written, since I'm in a relationship with her, my artistic output increased substantially. I don't have to hide myself. She's accepting what I am, and she's supporting me in this way as I am. Some persons have to get very old until they find their ideal partner, and that's the good luck.
And it sounds like you've had some good luck. You found her, and it's working well.
I'm extremely happy by living together with her.
I was very interested in the work I Can't Breathe was, I guess, was a 2016 composition.
It was an absolutely spontaneous decision. We watched the demonstration for Black Lives Matter in front of our house, and we decided to go down. And then I said, okay, that's not the best feeling which I do have. Demonstrating is not the way which I should be politically active. The way I have to be politically active is that I put my name into the public discussion, and I say I am solidaric with the situation. And the background is my wife is, the color of the skin of my wife is similar to the color of the skin of Eric Garner. What happened to him could happen to my wife too. And it's a very emotional, very direct composition about it. In the meantime, of course, I understand, especially about the discussion about this artist in Whitney Museum, I forgot her name, but you think you know who I mean. Am I allowed, being a privileged white man, to compose this? But this is an American discussion. If you are European, this is no question. For example, I will tell one story. When I got a member of honor of the Academy of Fine Arts in Munich, I asked to play this piece. And then 500 serious, honorious persons of the cultural life of Munich were forced to think 20 minutes about the murder of Eric Garner. And this is the way how I hope to do a little part, a very small part, to make the world a little bit better. I have a responsibility as a white person to say, stop, don't do that.
That was composer Georg Haas talking about his 2015 work, I Can't Breathe. Haas will be a guest composer here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. That festival starts next Monday. The details are available online at music.missouri.edu.